KORN News Radio Sports. It is Monday, August 24th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Huron's Tiger Stadium will reopen for activities as of today following repairs from that July storm. Huron Athletic Director Scott DeBoer says that the damaged turf has been repaired and the remaining light poles have been removed. The stadium will remain without lights throughout the fall, but activities can resume during daylight hours or until they get the lights back up. Tiger Stadium has been closed since July's storm, that wind and tornado in Huron, because of damage to the field and the light structures. Fernando Tatis hit two home runs and drove in four yesterday as the San Diego Padres beat the Minnesota Twins 8-1 to complete a three-game sweep. San Diego has won 11 of 14, 21 of 28, as they take control of that final National League wildcard spot. Meanwhile, the Twins came into the weekend tied with Texas for the American League's final wildcard spot, but now the Twins are two games back of the Rangers and Cleveland. And the Twins at 63-68, five games under 500. They start a three-game road series against the Athletics. That's in West Sacramento tonight, 8:40 Central Time, the first pitch. South Dakota State women's soccer suffered their first loss of the season yesterday, falling 2-0 at Kansas State. The Jackrabbits played a woman down for more than 70 minutes after goalkeeper Mallory Benhard was issued a red card in the 20th minute. Leah Bacon took over in goal. She made a career-high five saves. SDSU, they fall to 3-1 on the season. They return home Thursday night, where they take on Western Illinois at 7 o'clock. USD women's soccer, they would score three goals in just over 4 minutes in the second half yesterday as they beat the defending GPAC champion Morningside 3-0. The Coyotes improved to 2-1-1 on the season. They'll be at Northern Colorado coming up Thursday night at 8. Wyndham Clark won the BMW Championship yesterday in St. Louis, so holding off Rory McIlroy and Patrick Cantlay for his third PGA Tour victory of the season. Clark closed with an even par 70, and he finished the tournament at 17 under, winning by three shots. He also moved into the top six automatic spots for the U.S. President's Cup team. Meanwhile, McIlroy, he was third, one shot behind Cantlay in second. All three of those golfers now in the top 30 in the FedEx Cup standings. Also, Gary Woodland tied for fourth. He also qualified for next week's PGA Tour Championship. Ryan Blaney won his second straight NASCAR Cup Series race at New Hampshire, overcoming a pit road mistake to beat to Bubba Wallace by just over a half a second. Blaney led a race-high 115 of the 301 laps for his 20th career victory and third of the season. Josh Berry was third, Christopher Bell was fourth, Kyle Larson came in fourth yesterday. NASCAR's regular season ends coming up Saturday night. They'll be under the lights at Daytona. For more sports, check us out online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.